Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard.
It's Tom Petty bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Pam Danziger is our guest, our good friend, president of Unity Marketing, unitymarketing.com, right, Pam?
Right, that's it. Unitymarketingonline.com.
That's it, online.com. Unitymarketingonline.com. There we can find your articles, your white papers, how to find out more about your books.
Yes, please. Shop the Pop, we just came out, and we just got accepted to present at the National Retail Federation on their Small Business Day. So all retailers can get into that Small Business event on Sunday, January 17th next year, right, in New York at the Javits Center for free. And I'll be there. I'll be talking with Brent Ridge, who's with he founded Beekman 1802. He's one of the Beekman boys and
right,
very famous in media circles. And they have a retail establishment, a small retail business, and they're a perfect example of a shop that pops that, you know, really know how to make experiences for their customers.
All right, so how the shops that pop.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be a woman's haute couture boutique, does it?
Well, it probably isn't a haute couture boutique. It's more like, you know, it's like the small businesses on anywhere in Main Street, USA. And, you know, they're cropping up everywhere, and you really need to understand. And so many of them fuss and fume about competition from the Walmarts and the Kmarts and the Targets down, you know, that are on the highways. But they have such a competitive advantage if they only knew how to take advantage of that, and that's that personal touch. And they can't be all things to all people, but they can be something really special for those special people that are their customers.
Being all things to all people is a kiss of death for a small business.
Oh, without a doubt.
That's a recipe for failure.
Oh, it absolutely is. And really understanding who you are and what you're trying to deliver. I mean, the kind of experiences you're trying to deliver to a customer is the key. And just being accessible. I mean, and being welcoming and understanding sort of, you know, again, that special sauce. I love that term and that expression, because that's what it is. And it's that personal touch. And you know, sometimes you give a lot to the customers and maybe you don't get, you know, returns. I have a story. My friend owns a pet boutique, a pet store, pet food, you know, real high quality, gourmet, you know, kind of pet food for pets is her core business. And she does a sort of a inventory. She helps clients or customers select the right food for their dogs based upon, you know, a checklist that she's got. So she's developed this as a way of sort of differentiating between one brand and another. And she'll help people find the right food that their dogs aren't allergic to, and so on and so forth. And they buy 1 pound or one bag. But then they go to the internet to get the follow up, and she struggles with this, you know, it's because she's not, you know, she talks about it as monetizing her effort, but you know, it's sometimes it's thankless, sometimes, but you still have to do it because there are going to be customers that recognize the value and will come back again.
And those are the ones you want to find. You're going to have to kiss a lot of toads before you find the 100 or 200 or 300 people that only want to do business in a way that will allow you to make a living. But they're out there. Here's the thing, and folks, this is automatic. They are out there. You just have to find them.
Exactly.
So let's talk about a couple. Let's do some left brain. You talked about this a minute ago. Let's do some left brain stuff. Okay, if I were going to talk to somebody, if they said, okay, Jim, come in and channel Pam. You know, she's not going to be here for a while, so channel Pam for me. And what should I do first? I would say, well, let me ask you a question. If somebody came in, if that lady coming in the door right there, if you asked her, did my people look you in the eye, what do you think they would say? What think she would say?
Right.
He would say, well, I don't know. I hope they'd look at her. I'd say, well, what if they don't? Well, that'd be a problem. Okay, how about we fix that? How about right. we train people? Look people in the eye when they walk in.
That's right.
And I would say, did she smile? Did your employee smile at her? Did your employee, the employee engage her? Did they act like they gave a darn that the woman came in the store?
Too often they don't, and that is awful.
If they buy something or don't, did we thank them?
Yes, that's right. That's
these
right.
These are fall off the log, stupid, easy stuff.
Well, another thing I think
aren't these the first building block steps?
Absolutely. And one of the other things that people need to do, and it's so simple, is to train their employees how to engage. And, you know, again, when a retail store, it's like, can I help you? You know, that
yeah.
kind of introduction is just the kiss of death. What they
right.
need to do is have a talking point.
Right.
So, you know,
have you seen our new this or that or whatever?
Yeah,
HR friends, Pam, would fuss at us if we didn't say, if you want that kind of a person, you better hire that kind of a person.
Exactly. And, you know, you can train people in your product category and in your store, but you can't train people to be friendly and nice. I mean, that's the thing. You can't train them to be...
You can't train attitude, can you?
No, you can't. I mean, and that's why you have to hire right. And I'll tell you, so many retailers have those people on their floor now, and they need to get rid of them.
And I'll tell you something. You can blame it on millennials if you want, and I have my issues with millennials, but there are plenty of millennials who will engage people.
Oh, they can be delightful.
They work for me because they work for me.
And I see them every day.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Pam, yeah. I need your website one more time.
Okay, it's unitymarketingonline.com, and come and visit. Download my white paper on happiness. And
the new
and,
books, and, Shops at Pop.
And Shops at Pop.
Hey, Pam, good job today. Come back soon.
Nice to be with you, Tim.
Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd have fun when Pam joined us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.